Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I have got a great program lined up for you today. Very excited about my guests today. Last guest on the program today, bottom of hour number two, Stephen Mosher, China Bully. China Bully is the name of his new book. We're going to talk about China. Of course, the Olympics are going on right now. If you're like me, perhaps you're not watching because, well, I'm not going to give them any ratings. That's why. I pray for the safety of our athletes. I pray that America is successful and shows the rest of the world our premier athletes. But I'm not going to give NBC or any of their affiliates any viewership numbers. Because I don't believe we should be there, and I believe our athletes are in danger. And we'll talk with Stephen Mosher about that and why. And the crematoriums that they hid, I talked about this in depth with Nansu 2 years ago. And I'm going to find those recordings and get those out to you. If you would like them, sign up at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Sign up to be on our email list. I will be sending you those links. Nansu and I uncovered the crematoriums, the round-the-clock burning of bodies in Wuhan that was going on so China could try to hide this biochemical weapon that they were getting ready to release on the rest of the world. Also, top of the next hour, David Wormser, Dr. David Wormser, one of the premier foreign relations experts in the world. I'm not kidding. We will be talking with him. He's going to be a regular on the program now starting this week. He'll be on twice a month with us to discuss what's happening around the world. We're going to talk about why Jerusalem matters, and we're going to talk about the invasion at our southern border and the dangers associated with that. So we'll have that coming up for you, top of the next hour. Bottom of this hour, Nina May is with us. Nina is a documentarian, and she also was one of those that was there on January the 6th. She has witnessed what is going on. We're going to talk about capital punishment, the movie. We're going to talk about her experience and why it's so important that we keep this issue and we define it correctly in front of all Americans. So important. Joining me now to talk about something and this, what I'm going to talk to you about in this segment today, I'm so grateful. I have a good friend, Jim Simpson. Rick knows Jim, and he sent me last night a link to a sermon from a pastor in Maryland at the Calvary Baptist Church. Stacy Shiflett, I believe, is the pastor's name, and he talked about something, and I want to welcome and bring into the conversation my dear friend, President of Americans for Limited Government, patriot, warrior, Rick Manning.
Hey, Pastor Greg, I'm glad to be on. And man, you have quite a lineup. If anybody's not planning on checking it out for the whole 2 hours, they're missing out. What a phenomenal group of people you have on today. And then there's me. So.
Well, and you, sir, are the most phenomenal of all. You helped me to lead things off. I was talking with Ken McClinton. Kenneth is the founder and president and chairman of TECNTV.com. TECNTV.com is doing amazing things, such amazing things, in fact, that TECNTV.com got hacked starting on Thursday. And obviously it's because of, the information that's being brought forth. But that being said, I was visiting with him this morning, and I just forgot. Okay, tell me what you just said. Oh yeah, no, now I know why. Because he was saying to me, "Hello," he said, you know, that our viewership on Mondays and Tuesdays is the biggest viewership for our program each week, is our Monday and Tuesday shows. So that just lets me know, Rick, you are you're a big part of our success, and I just want you to know how much I appreciate that.
Well, that's very kind of you, but it's, you have phenomenal guests, and the key is that you also have a breadth of knowledge and ability to talk about a variety of things, but from a biblical perspective that I think isn't found in a lot of places. And so this is a testament to the fact is truth will prevail, truth will get out, and God is using you to get truth out, and that is and you're allowing that to happen, so that is all it all works together.
Well, and to that end, folks, you know, every day we begin the program by playing 1 Peter 2:9-10. That's how we start the show. Every hour of our program is begun by the recitation of 1 Peter 2:9-10, and that really is, those are our marching orders, and it's who we are. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who called you out of his darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. The authority by which I speak to you is not my own. The authority by which I speak to you and talk to you, this is a show that God called me to do, Rick. I went into the radio station 12 years ago, and I had done a holy hip-hop radio show called A Dose of the Ghost that was music with a message that got syndicated for 5 years. Then in 2007, the FCC changed their regulations and said that Christian programming was no longer good for the public, healthy for the public, so it could no longer be used in the public service hour that all of these stations were using my show in. And so my show was canceled.
Wow. You know, I didn't know that. And you know, I remember when they used, every Sunday you had a variety of different services that, you know, stations would play. And I never knew that was their public service announcement. And I wondered what happened to them. And now they had the public affairs, like community talk show thing where they talk about whatever liberal things going on in the community.
Yep.
But that's why those.
That's why those programs are no longer on. That's why those programs are no longer on the air, because the FCC in 2007 changed the rules. So I thought I was done with radio, folks. Well, then in 2012, I ended up working with a man named Roy Hawley here in the local market. Roy is an awesome guy. And we started doing some radio together. We met on the streets of Bandera, in fact. And he said, "Man, you sound like you're a guy that has done some radio." And I said, "Well, as a matter of fact." And so we started doing some stuff. And that radio station got bought, and our show got canceled by the new ownership. And as a result of that, I was kind of out of radio again. And but Roy said, you know what? There's a station here locally. It's kind of a heritage station. You should go talk to them. I went in with the intention of doing a Dose of the Ghost on a classic rock station, playing classic Christian rock with a message. But as I was preparing for that, the Holy Spirit said, I want you to do another show on the talk radio side, but it's not a preaching show. I want you to talk to the people about my involvement in every aspect of life. And I want you to do interviews, and there's three things I want you to specifically make sure that you always talk about: the homosexual agenda, Islam, and secular humanism, and what they are doing to destroy America, the nation that I chose, by whose authority we the people are given and consent to be governed.
Wow. So, and the rest is history, and now you're getting you're the top performing show on KECN, and growing, as they say in the business, and you know, going up like a bullet. So you are and ultimately all this we're kind of talking about, and this is, by the way, this is true with Americans for Limited Government also. The critical piece of all this is people telling other people that, hey, I found something here, spreading it by word of mouth. I know you don't have money to sit there and advertise and, you know, do all those things to try to draw audience. Audience gets, you know, happens when people say, I find value in this and I want to share it with others. And, you know, one of the things you do is you do have your show on, the Chosen Generation Radio Network, website.
Yep.
And so people, if they wanted to grab the show and share it on their Facebook page or through Twitter or through Getter or through Parler or whatever Gab, whatever outlets they use, it exposes to other people.
Yep.
People then look it up, they find it, and suddenly, the way you grow audience, you double your audience simply by everybody who's listening right now telling somebody about it, and those people start listening.
Absolutely.
And this is an exponential growth place. It's the same thing with Americans for Limited Government. When we grow, we're growing like crazy right now, and it's because we have people who are sharing what we're doing, and they're going off and taking the take actions we send out, and they're sending it to all their friends. And we're seeing, just every single week, we're seeing growth in the number of people who are following us, the number of people who are involved, the number of people who are getting our emails. And so that's the formula. And, people want this to be successful. They're, they can go and be disciples simply by sharing.
Well, and share. And the other piece is that, we have to pay for airtime. We have to pay to be on the radio. So your support, if you should choose to be so kind as to consider that, helps us to be able to do that. And as you know, we also are very involved in our ministry in India. And we've had to slow things down in India because of lack of financing. So assistance in those areas would be a huge blessing, and it will bless you. And I'm telling you this right now also, America's allies in the world today are Israel, Japan, and India. Israel, Japan, and India. We have an inlet into India, and you. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died 4 times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
When you look at the story of redemption from beginning to end, it's God continually putting on display He's doing what we cannot.
Ruth Jo Simons on Focus on the Family Minute.
I mean, when He walked through the broken bodies of the animals with the covenant with Abraham saying, I'm going to put you to sleep and I'm going to fulfill the covenant by myself and do that. That's, in the Old Testament, but ultimately to Jesus Christ dying on the cross.
Shedding His blood.
Yes. We did not do that. And so I think when we feel the struggle of like, I can't handle my life, I can't do my Christian walk well enough, I'm going to ruin my kids. When you feel those things and that narrative's kind of crowding into your head, you got to start with the reality that God's callings are His enablings. When you are His child, He will give you exactly what you need for the very things He calls you to.
You'll hear more from Ruth today at familyminute.org.
Life can be full of surprises. It sure was for a man named Nicodemus. The Bible says, in order to try to please God, Nicodemus spent his life being very religious. Billy Graham explains.
Nicodemus fasted 2 days a week. He spent 2 hours every day in prayer. He was a professor at the theological school, and he worked hard at religion.
But one day, Jesus delivered some shocking news to Nicodemus about religion.
Jesus said, Nicodemus, that's not enough. You must be born again. He saw that he had covered himself with religion, but he had not yet found the real thing, fellowship with God.
Fellowship with God is only possible when you have a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ. That's also the only way to heaven. We can tell you more. Go to findpeacewithgod.net. That's findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Let me get that hair that's sticking up there to go down. There you go. Oh, man. All right. So listen, I have got some great news for you. I had an opportunity. My friend, as I mentioned to you, Jim Simpson, sent me this incredible sermon. And I can't play the whole thing, but it's called Herod. There we go. Herod Filled God, Pastor Stacy Shiflett at Calvary Baptist in Dundalk, Maryland. And I'm gonna share this actually on my webpage with all of those that again sign up for my emails at chosengenerationradio.com because it will so encourage you. But it's based on this verse in Mark chapter 6, Mark 6:20. For Herod feared John, knowing that he was a just man and an holy man, and observed him, and when he heard him, he did many things, and heard him gladly. You know what? Herod was the king. And John was calling the king out. And here's what he called him out for. For Herod himself had sent forth and laid hold upon John and bound him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife, for he had married her. For John had said unto Herod, it is not lawful for thee to have thy brother's wife. Therefore Herodias had a quarrel against him and would have him killed, but she could not, for Herod feared John. Rick, that's we shut our churches down. They gave a mandate. They said a plague's coming, and because the plague is coming, you better close your churches. I'm going to give you a minute, and then I want to read something to people. Again, a scripture verse that tells us how we're supposed to respond to plagues.
Well, first of all, Herod feared John, and that is that really is powerful. And let me tell you, the simple fact is that the reason why the government wanted churches shut down had nothing to do with, oh, if you sing too loud, you're going to spread the disease and any of that. They wanted churches shut down because they wanted to withdraw hope from the people. They didn't want people to go to their normal sanctuary for to deal with fear, and that is God. They didn't want people to return to God, and the way they could stop that was by shutting down the bride of Christ. And many in the bride of Christ, most in the bride of Christ, complied. Well, we've got a public health crisis and we have to comply. And as a result, they left people in isolation. They left people in fear. They let fear grow because people weren't getting messages of hope, didn't have some place to go. Churches should have been open 24/7, 7 days a week, to minister to people who were living in fear, rather than being shut down. Yeah. And that's why they did it.
And let me share with you what Scripture says. This is what the Bible gives us. These are the promises of God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Man, think about what that's promising. If we would just be who God has said we are. That's all we got to do. Be who God said we are.
Yep. Yeah, and that's, God knows us. God knows us in our sin. He sees who we are, who we're supposed to be. And, I always go back to Ephesians 2:10, where because we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do the works that God laid out before us. And it's when you get down to it, God has a plan for each of us. The question is, are we going to focus on Jesus and do it? And doesn't mean the plan is easy. Doesn't mean it's probably not easy. But, he sees us for who we are, for who we should be, who we are created to be. And when we fall short, when we take our eyes off of Jesus when we're out of the boat and sink, when we do those things, God, you know, Jesus still reaches out. He still pulls us out of the ocean.
Well, let me close with this.
You have to get out of the boat.
Let me close with this. To the intent that now under the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church, the man. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Here's a Renewing Your Mind Minute with Dr. R.C. Sproul.
When he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
The reason why you can't see God now is why? Not because there's a problem with our eyes. The problem's with our hearts. And God will not allow himself to be seen by anybody who's anything less than pure in heart. And we are not pure in heart. I can't see into the realm of supernature because I'm not allowed to see into the realm of God. And there still is an angel at the doorway to paradise with a flaming sword that bars access. No man shall see him and live. I can't see him. And I'm not going to be able to see him until I'm purified.
For today's special offer, visit renewingyourmind.org.
This is Ann Graham Lotz with Daily Light for Daily Living. I learned early in life that when I was hiking in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Western North Carolina, I needed a compass with the needle set to a center point, true north. Prayer is life's compass with the needle of our faith pointing to God. He is our center point. If the center point of your life is yourself or your circumstances, you will get lost. Daniel prayed for God's protection in Daniel 9 verse 3. It says he prayed to the great and awesome God who keeps his covenant of love with all who love God and obey his commands. Daniel set the compass of his faith so the needle pointed to God. Listen to me. When faced with a problem, you turn to others first. Reset the compass of your faith so it's pointed toward the Lord, your center point. Turn to God first, then keep turning to him as you pray. This is Ann Graham Lotz.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And it is my sincere pleasure to welcome to the program. She is a premier documentarian and producer of film. I want to welcome to the program Nina May. Nina, welcome. So good to have you.
Well, thanks for having me again. I really appreciate it.
It's my sincere pleasure. We were talking in the green room about, you know, what is being propagated, what is being said, and you know, how much, I don't know, disinformation, I guess, would be the best way to explain it, is mm-hmm. is going out, and how important it is that we, you know, change that narrative. Talk to me about, because I was reading a story actually late last night about a gentleman who had been an undercover FBI agent that had gone into some very extreme Aryan, you know, white supremacist groups and different biker groups and so on, and had been involved in, you know, breaking up these groups over the last 20-25 years. And I, there wasn't anything in there that I read that I was like, oh gee, that's terrible, I'm, you know, I think it's terrible that he did it, or what. I mean, I was like, wow, this guy is really truly a hero for our country to stop these, you know, crazy things that were being planned. And yeah. and these are the kinds of people that were trying to get into and usurp our constitutional actions and the peaceful protests that were taking place at the Capitol.
Yes, absolutely. And because these groups had been infiltrated already by the FBI, they were being led and coerced into coming into the Capitol to do what they did. And we've seen, was it Ray Epps say, come on, we got to go into the Capitol, let's go into the Capitol. And everyone around is going, no, bed, bed, bed. So they knew exactly what was going on. They could smell a rat a mile away. But it didn't stop him and all the other infiltrators from getting, whipping up a group of people sort of on the peripheral of the instigators that went in first and were the ones that everyone thought were Trump supporters, but they were not Trump supporters. In fact, there were a lot of Trump supporters that were inside the Capitol yelling and saying, don't do that. Leave, stop, you know, breaking things. Stop doing this. They were trying to keep order in the Capitol. And you have pictures of the Capitol Hill police standing there sort of arm in arm with them, helping to keep the violence down. Yeah. I mean, it's a very, that's why we keep saying it's a very simple fix. Just release the videotape. 14,000 hours of videotape mm-hmm. from the security cameras could paint the most perfect picture of what actually happened. And the fact that they're not releasing it suggests that they're having, they have something to hide.
I want to do this, if you don't mind, and hang on, pardon the echo for a second, but it'll stop in just a minute when I play this. But I'm going to play the video that is on the Capital Punishment movie website. I want to play, it's a minute and 44 seconds, but there's enough audio in this for my listening audience to follow. And of course, those of you that are watching us on TECNTV.com, Clout Hub, our Facebook page that we're still able to broadcast on and are recorded on Vimeo, and also at our website at chosengenerationradio.com, you can watch and see this. But listen to this and watch this, please.
These are domestic terrorists.
The six was all deception.
The level of sophistication, tactic.
People were putting on Trump stuff beforehand or taking it off afterward.
It was members of our own government.
Jorge's been an FBI informant for a number of years. On January 6th, I said, are you working? He said, yes.
This is treason. They want to criminalize dissent.
The FBI, you have a federal search warrant for the property.
I opened the shutters that had the battering ram. So I hear, poof. Then they told me to come out, a whole bunch of red dots all over my chest.
They're hunting down Trump supporters like dogs.
Well, I just walked into a crowd of people.
We've been screaming, we've been fighting, but now I want you to pray with me.
I spent the next 3 weeks in jail. They put me in a cell by myself, total solitude.
Well, that was interesting. Hang on a minute.
Carry confinement in a cell not much bigger than a walk-in closet.
FBI, guns drawn.
Hands up, hands up, hands up! Put your hands on the wall, hands on the wall!
The
This is psychological warfare.
It didn't have a battering ram in it, but what it did have was a turret on top. He was pointing his gun at all my neighbors, ready to pull up anytime he needed to.
They handcuffed me.
They handcuffed you?
Yes.
That was Isabel, 13 years old, handcuffed.
147 days since my wife was murdered, so I gotta be her voice now.
All right, there you go. Everything they told us is a lie. Everything they told us
is a lie. Absolutely. That's right. And that's why they're trying to cover it up with these sham hearings that they're doing. They're handpicking a handful of witnesses. The only witnesses they have are a handful of them that could back up their lie. Because if you go out and you talk to people, there are 2 million people that are there. Take your pick. All these other people, they will tell you what actually happened there. It's not, you know, these instigators that now have a vested interest in, you know, keeping this lie alive. And these Capitol Hill police that they had that very first time, the crying for, what was that all about? And Adam Kinzinger crying? I mean, if that's not a setup, I don't know what is. And if you're a Capitol Hill police, and that was the most traumatic thing that you've lived through, maybe you need to start selling shoes or something. You know, get another profession. And the fact that, and this is what's interesting, and no one ever talks about this, there were at least, that we know of, 3 Capitol Hill police that committed suicide that day or following it. And you're thinking, is that sort of the double tap to the back of the head type suicide that we're so used to hearing about? That doesn't make any sense. Here you are, you've probably wanted to, you know, be a policeman or whatever your whole life. Here, the most exciting day of your life, you can actually do something, maybe pull your gun, maybe, you know, get people to stand behind a barrier or whatever like this, and you go and kill yourself? That doesn't make any sense. And they're not releasing the names of them. They're not telling you any of the details about it. But maybe, let's just speculate, perhaps they knew more and they knew it was a setup and they couldn't stand to live with themselves with this kind of lie hanging over themselves. And they knew they were probably going to get killed if they came forward and said anything. So they, you know, they're thinking they did everyone a favor, which they didn't. If there's one right. dead person as a result of what these people did, those people should be in jail, including the man that shot at Ashley Babbitt. What he did was how come the fellow in that was leaning on George Floyd's neck, he's now going to be thrown away forever. And this guy pulls his gun and shoots a totally unarmed woman with no warning, didn't tell her to stop, didn't say hands up, didn't say...
Well, and let's be and let's tell the background of why she was making that, because she was standing there, Nina, as you know, with a number of D.C. Capitol Police and security were all around her. They were talking. They were visiting. They were all going. You can see in the cameras that other people took pictures of. And then all of a sudden, and one of them testified or shared. I don't know if he would testify before the commission, but he has testified and said, we saw the crowd pressing forward. We saw a rush coming towards that door, and we were in fear for our own personal safety. Now, instead of grabbing Ashley and saying, hey, come with us, we'll protect you, and getting her out of the way, they abandoned her. They left her there, and they ran off.
But where was the rush coming in? The people that were on her side before she climbed through the window, they were just all standing there, and we could see through the window. There wasn't a soul on the other side except someone way down the hall and the guy with the gun. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. And here's the thing. This is the most suspicious thing of the whole thing. The guy that got that footage of the gun coming into view, it's almost like they blocked it perfectly. Okay, I want you to move your gun slowly into this frame right here. You pause it, and then we're going to swing the camera over and get a shot of her, and then you fire. It was like it was staged or something. Well, it turns out the guy with the camera had actually been paid by CNN and CBS thousands of dollars to go in. That morning, they signed a contract at 10 in the morning to go in and get footage of the mayhem and the violence that was going to happen in the Capitol. Well, how in the world did they know that was going to happen in the Capitol? How did he know to position himself right there of the entire Capitol grounds? This cameraman happened to be right there when this man shot Ashley Babbitt. That just doesn't add up. It doesn't make sense. And the fact that he and whoever was with him said on camera, we did it. We actually did it. in what? What did you actually do?
Yeah.
Now, why aren't they bringing him as, in as a witness and asking him about all of the things I just said?
Yeah.
It's a little suspicious. The whole thing's just a little suspicious.
No, it truly is. And again, she was completely unarmed. But the testimony, I don't know what rush he was talking about, but what I understand from part of that testimony and things that I've read and that I've watched indicate that Ashley was concerned for her own personal safety. And so her going through the window because of the smallness of her size was, I'm trying to get myself out of a potentially dangerous situation. And,
well, it could have been, if you look at those pictures, here's what it could have been. Again, you don't know what was in your mind.
Right.
There was a crowd of people, including this photographer, on this side of the door.
Right.
And on the other side of the door were all these chairs that were piled up. It could be that she said, okay, we're getting crushed into this area here.
Right.
Why don't I go through the window and I can start pulling some of these chairs away? They're just chairs. They're nothing heavy. And I can unlock the door and let you guys out. I think that guy was
conditioned,
and he was in on whatever.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This is John MacArthur with another edition of Portraits of Grace. An old Chinese proverb says, one generation plants the trees and another gets the shade. To some degree, you're probably benefiting from the shade of the moral standards and spiritual commitment planted by your parents, grandparents, and even great-grandparents. But the question is, what kind of shade-providing tree are you planting to protect your children from all the evils in the world? If you have any doubts, God's Word provides the gardening instructions. It says, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. That's the answer, and it's not complicated. You don't need to be a child psychologist, attend endless seminars, or buy into the latest child-rearing trend. Just turn to God's Word and teach it to your children, and you'll plant seeds that will provide for them a lifetime of shade.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits. Everything filtered through biblical glasses. My guest is Nina May, and she is a documentarian, director, and producer. Nina, what's the best website for folks to follow you at?
Well, I think RenaissanceWomenProductions.com is a good one. We have RWPVideo.com, ERRVideo.com. They're all connected. So the easiest one probably would be ERRVideo.com, and on there you can see all of our other projects too. But that's the one that we're doing about the reparations, the civil rights movement, the history of the civil rights movement, and Emancipation, Revelation, Revolution is what the ERR stands for.
Got it.
And
I've got that. Yeah, I've got. I just pulled up that site, and I'm going to pop it up here on our guest screen, and so folks can see it. ERRVideo.com. Emancipation, right. Revelation, Revolution, and a cute movie that you did as well, A First Lady, A Modern Fairy Tale. That was such a cute movie. It was really a very cute movie, and I would encourage folks, if you're trying, you know, because sometimes you just need a break from all this. You really do.
Yeah. No. Exactly. And you know, I love doing family-friendly movies. I love comedy. And so it's basically a romantic comedy.
Yeah.
One you can watch with your whole family. because there's some of these quote romantic comedies that they have out there, and it's just potty humor, and it's just, you know.
This is really, really, really quite good, and so I enjoyed it.
Corbin Burnson, Nancy Stafford, Stacey Dash is in it. Tons of people. Alveda King, who's a very dear friend, has a cameo appearance in it, and we just had a blast making it.
She's so wonderful. I have Alveda on the program all the time. She's great. Yep, Dr. King is really awesome. You're gonna have to get me somehow access to Daily Bread. I'm seeing that, and that looks like a very very interesting piece. So we'll have to talk about that sometime. But let's talk about Emancipation Revelation Revolution. And, you know, we were talking about this. I feel like this is just more effort by what do they want to do? You have to divide and conquer. You've got to break us up and get us, you know, angry with one another and create bitterness and create distrust and all those things in order to be able to conquer. This is this is the tactic of the enemy.
Exactly. And that's always been the tactic of the Democrat Party. I mean, remember, a lot of people don't know this. They divided the nation on the issue of slavery. They wanted desperately to keep slavery alive. And the abolitionists that were formed out of the Free Soilers, the Know Nothing Party, the Whigs, and everything, they came together and they formed a pure abolitionist party called the Republican Party. Even the RNC doesn't even know that the Republican Party was formed as an abolitionist party in 1854. 6 years later, their very first president was Abe Lincoln, and he was right there. The minute he was elected, they moved to secede. The South moved to secede from the Union. And again, they divided the nation on the issue of slavery. Hundreds of thousands of innocent people lost their lives. Most of the people in the North that were white lost their lives. Now it's talking about reparations. Well, who's going to pay reparations? Who does the money go to? Is it going to go to the families of the Union soldiers who gave their lives to free the slaves? Is it going to go to the families of the white slave owners that were in the South? Is it going to go to Haitians that are just now coming to America just because they're black? And we've got to look at this reparations thing really, really carefully, because if you look at the evidence, it was the Democrat Party started the war. Democrat Party founded the KKK. Unanimously opposed the 13th, 14th, 15th Amendment. They were the ones that instituted Jim Crow law. So it's really laughable when Joe Biden gets out there and talks about Jim Crow 2.0. He has no clue what Jim Crow is. Jim Crow is the Democrats' plan, and they were successful at it, to keep blacks from voting. Because right after the war, every single black was a Republican, because the Republican was the great emancipator's party. They love Lincoln. Anything he wanted, he was going to do. So if they saw a group of blacks coming to the polls to vote, they knew they were going to vote Republican. So it wasn't that they were keeping blacks from voting. They were keeping black Republicans from voting. So they said, well, I tell you what, unless you can read this novel of War and Peace out loud on one, standing on one leg, you can't vote. Oh, wait, here's a jar of jelly beans. You know, can you tell me how many are in it? And if you can't, you can't vote. Do you have any money on you? How much money do you have on you? Oh, gee, sorry, not enough money. You can't vote. And that's what they're trying to do with this new Voting Rights Act that they're talking about. They literally are going to disenfranchise the vast majority of the American people because they want to steal an election again. And this is their MO. This is the MO of the Democrat Party. It has always been their MO. Fast forward 100 years after the war, they filibustered the Voting Rights Act. But the irony of the Voting Rights Act of 1965 was it was basically just overturning all the Jim Crow laws of the South that had been there for 100 years and finally acknowledging the 15th Amendment, which is the right of anyone to vote, any citizen to vote, a citizen to vote, regardless of color, regardless of previous status of servitude. Basically, if you're a slave, you can now vote. They didn't want that to happen. So they're doing exactly the same thing now. So this whole reparations bill, we better be on it, because I'm telling you, they're going to steamroll us with a bunch of lies. If Republicans, especially the RNC, does not know their history, they're going to lose on this one. They've got to know their history and be able to push back on it. And then demand, let's do it. Let's have that trial about reparations, because the bill to pay reparations should be tacked to the door of the Democrat National Committee, because they're the ones responsible for segregating this country, and they're the ones responsible, and we all know it, for the existence of racism in this country today. They love that CRT stuff. They love that 1619 stuff, full of lies. You've got to counter it. You've just got to push back.
And let's not forget that it was the Obama presidency that began to elevate and encourage this divisiveness and this and this race war that we see going on. The first thing out of the barrel was that professor at the university who had lost his keys late at night in the dark, trying to get into a first floor window, and the security guard simply stopping him and saying, sir, can I see some identification, please? What was his job? To protect that professor from someone breaking into his home.
Exactly. They would have done it if he was white. It wasn't about his race, but they made it about his race.
Absolutely. They made it that way. We're out of time. Nina May, errrvideo.com. errrvideo.com in the book, Emancipation, Revelation, Revolution. We've got to keep this truth coming out. We've got to keep talking about what the truth is, and then we've got to talk about the answer, and that answer is Jesus Christ.
What is marriage? In recent times, it's been a political hot potato, and frankly, a matter of confusion. But it need not be if you know what Scripture clearly says about marriage and what God intends marriage to be. Join John MacArthur for a study called Restoring Marriage, Getting Back to God's Design, on the next Grace to You.